When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Happer and Schaefer on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back in. More of Happer and Schaefer here on 93.7 The Ticket, theticketfm.com. Mike Sauter will join us in a second, who has been basically just sitting courtside at either Ralston Arena or Baxter Arena in Omaha for the last few days for Boys and Girls Metro tournaments. Getting an idea of... To be completely honest, I don't know who... I think we're at the final. The final is tomorrow, I want to say. Or maybe the semifinal.
It looks like Westside beat Millard North. I don't know who the other half would be.
Central Bellevue West.
And do we know who won that one?
We do not.
My guess is it was Bellevue West, since a tweet from Nebraska Prep says Bellevue West heads to the ship.
That makes sense then.
They won 72-69 over Omaha Central.
Damn.
So, Bellevue West versus Westside, which I think they played earlier this year already once.
Maybe a little surprising that Westside beat Miller North.
Smoked them.
How about
double
that?
Digits.
Maybe we got to watch out for Westside. Are we officially on Westside alert?
Westside watch?
Westside watch. Mike Sauter joins us now. Sauter, are we on Westside watch?
I don't know what that means.
That means...
sounds like Baywatch.
Yes, it's just
totally
like Baywatch.
Different conversation.
No, it's just like Baywatch. So, like, you know, they beat Millard North. I don't know if it was unfathomable that it could happen.
No.
But that's a team that we now have to watch as far as a state title is concerned, right?
Well, I mean, if people actually paid attention to the NEBpreps.com coaches poll throughout the first part of this year, they would know that Westside has been consistently at number three, actually at number three for the entire year, except for after week one when they were rated number two and lost to Millard North by 13 in Columbus in those dumb pod things that they do. So for them to come back and win, Millard North is a really difficult matchup for Westside, first of all. Bellevue West is a difficult matchup for Westside because Westside has one player that's over like 6'3". So, you know, it's just tough. But their guards are really good. They're really tough. And, you know, this isn't last year's Millard North team either. So,
like, right.
Totally different. But they are really good and have some young talent that's really, really good. So, you know, yeah, it was
Westside watch
for them because it looked like it was going to go bad for Westside in the first quarter, and they made adjustments and went small, which is surprising. And they went small and said, "Hey, Jason Green, you get whatever you want, but we'll try and stop all these other dudes."
Go ahead.
That worked. That just worked. I mean, it worked. It worked for them really, really well. CJ Mitchell, Sharif Mitchell's little brother, played fantastic. He was really, really good last night.
What did you see from Josiah Doetzler on last night as he kind of helped Bellevue West with a comeback win against Central?
Yeah, you know, I don't think this is a stretch by any means. He is clearly the best player in the 2023 class, in-state player in the 2023 class. And it's like by a margin. It's not, you know, it's not like it's hard to make an argument for anybody else at this point. I'll be in Lincoln this afternoon. I'll see Porter Bazell, who I think, you know, is in the conversation of a top five player in the state in the 2023 class. I'll see him. You know, there's other guys too, but Josiah is, I think, clearly the best guy. He's the only one with at least one Division I offer at this point too. So, you know, I'm not the only one that thinks that, I guess. But actually, that's not true. Porter Brazil has an offer from UC Santa Barbara or something like that. I can't remember, but one of the UCs. So, but I just think he's, I think Dozer's really good. His ability to, one, see the floor, handle the ball extremely well. He is very much so like his brother. If people remember Josh that played at Creighton, he's same kind of mentality, but Josiah shoots it way better than Josh did. Josiah is quicker than Josh was, and Josiah can get to the rim better than Josh could or has or can. He's really good. Now, as far as recruiting front for him, Creighton was there to watch him last night, and Nebraska actually was there on, what day is today? Thursday. On Tuesday night, Nebraska, Nate Loser came to watch him as well. So they both, you know, both are there and watching him, and he has their eye. So, yeah.
How's the shot clock thing worked out so far?
Not absolutely a non-factor.
That's what I figured.
Yeah. It's you know, weird. You know, just because there's so much talk about it on both sides of it. I created statistics for, like, shot clock statistics is what I call them. Now, you know, shot clock violation isn't created as a statistic, but, like, forced possession, meaning, oh crap, there's 2 seconds left on the shot clock. I just got to throw a thing to the rim.
Yeah.
That has only happened twice in 2 full days. We're talking 16 games. That happened twice. There's been, I think, 7 or 8 shot clock violations in 16 games, which is not bad either. Scoring has been about the same. Pace of play has been faster, obviously. The one thing that it's absolutely affected, and we kind of talked about this before, is the end of half, hold the ball for 45, 50 seconds. You have to continue to play.
Which is good.
So, yeah, it's absolutely good. From a fan perspective, watching, it's so much better. Just more possessions that teams get. I will say this, Bellevue West girls, they were up 7 with 95 seconds left against Millard North on Tuesday, and they lost because of the shot clock. Mm. Like, normally in that situation, you're up 7 with, you know, 95 seconds. You're going to hold it, the other team's going to foul, you're going to go to the free throw line, you're going to make a bunch of free throws, the other team's going to run down because they're down 9. Take a wild 3-point shot. It's not going to go in. They're going to foul again, and then it's a 15, 16-point game, and that 95 seconds takes, you know, 10 minutes. Well, that didn't happen this time because they couldn't hold the ball, and they didn't need to foul, and they forced a couple of turns. They forced Bellevue West into 2 turnovers, went down and made shots, and then they win on 2 free throws with 0.9 seconds left. It was way more entertaining of a finish than what it normally would have been. So in those situations, it's been great. It has absolutely been great, and it has not, like, some of the point totals in the girls' games have been extremely low in the first half. But we're just talking about, like, they're just not making shots. Like, the skill level isn't great,
yeah.
Right? Like, that has nothing to do with the shot clock. There's been no forced possessions. There's also been, when I say operator error, I mean, like, the person running the shot clock messing up. That's happened one time in 16 games. Referee error has happened twice where they kind of messed up the timing or had to stop the game because of the shot clock, and they needed to come over to the table and talk about it. That's happened twice. I mean, it has not slowed the game down at all. There's not been any major catastrophe because of it. It's been pretty awesome, actually. Like, and it's been absolutely a non-factor, which I, as a person who would like to see the shot clock, absolutely appreciate and love the fact that it's been a non-factor. I'll say that. And I think other shot clock proponents like the fact that it hasn't been an issue either.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We couldn't have you on one last time and not bring up collectively one of our favorite players that we've watched over the last couple years.
Zach Wilson.
Not oh, wow. Zach Wilson. I don't know that anybody in wow. this conversation really likes him. Some are forced to watch him. Others don't have to. But we don't have to mention the Jets unless we really want to. Instead, I'm talking about Noah Walters. I know that you're very much in basketball mode. But your thoughts on his first FCS offer that he was able to acquire yesterday and maybe what you know at this point as to what the plan is for Noah and sort of as he plays out these next few weeks.
You know, I haven't got a chance to talk to him. That happened yesterday afternoon. I did text him and say, hey, man, congrats. I'm happy for you. This is kind of what he's wanted all along. But also at the same time, I don't think he'll force, you know, like, oh, because I got one offer, I'm going to go there, you know, type of thing.
Yeah.
I don't think that's I don't think that's what's going to happen. I do know he's checked out Iowa Western. He's been on their campus. I know that. So we'll see. I could see him, you know, going to North Alabama. I think at this point it's like, I think he's had the mentality of not D1 or bust, but, you know, he thinks he's at that level. I think, you know, the three of us talking right now think he's at that level. So I think he either does that or waits for something else to come here in the next month, or he maybe just goes the JUCO route for a year maybe even or a semester or something like that because he's obviously a qualifier. And can do that, so not a huge, you know, thing. I think he deserves a shot. Frankly, I'm just surprised that none of the like Missouri Valley FCS teams around here have you know sniffed
totally.
Him at all.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit shocking, if not surprising, to me.
All right, Sauter. Well, I think that's all we have for you. We appreciate you coming on the show. As all, it's been the favorite. This is our favorite hour of the week every single time, and it's made that way because of you and you are your nature. The and it's always been a lot of fun and always, of course, insightful as well. So we appreciate you coming on with us, man. And I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Hey. I will be in Lincoln this afternoon.
Hey.
So, because I love Lincoln.
Thank you.
I will be driving through and around Lincoln to get to Southeast, which is the worst possible school to get through to if you're coming from Omaha.
You That's mean correct. Alex Gordon High School?
I mean Nick Baugh High School.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
I feel like it's probably more likely to be Alex Gordon High School. We were renaming it the
Bear
other
Rude
day.
High School?
We thought about the Rudes. Rudes.
Gifford?
Used all of them.
Gifford?
Could be the Giffords. Could be.
Yeah.
Rudes is probably a little
Won't be the
more,
two Yodis anymore. No.
That's probably a little more right on, I think. I think Rudes is probably the one.
Rudes High School.
And so is that the HAC final?
Yeah, the HAC finals, girls and boys today, 2 o'clock and 3:45. Pius and Fremont girls, a rematch of last year. You know, last year, Fremont, this is 2-3 years in a row now where they've met, I think, in the finals, and Fremont hasn't beaten them. Last year, Alexis Markowski had a 40-20 game, I remember, because I was there. And then Lincoln Northeast undefeated, and them and Pius. Northeast is kind of the, I think, surprise team of the year for people.
For sure.
They're undefeated and doing well. Like I said, Porter Brazil and Xander Beard's a nice player. They get some good pieces. Coach Richie's done a really nice job
there. I was certainly surprised they beat Southwest.
Yeah, that was, you know, I think it was maybe a 50-50 game going into it. So, sure. But I'll be in Lincoln today if you want to join me. I'll be there. I'm actually going to go to a little bit of wrestling stuff this morning. Is it still morning? I'm going to go to the Creighton Prep wrestling tournament for about an hour or so before I head to Lincoln. And then be back at the Metro tournament tomorrow morning at 8:30.
Of course. You have to. All right, Sauter. Once again, appreciate you, and we'll talk soon.
Go Jets.
Go Jets. Mike Sauter, NEBPreps.com. As always, fantastic stuff from him. Nobody better covering high school around here. Let's take a quick timeout. Should I click on this link for the final time?
You got it?
I got enough.
Wow.
And we'll do that next.
More of Happer and Schaefer is coming your way on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get one-pound packages of juicy 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $3.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.